This is Colourful Radio.
It's me, Diggs, on DAB across London, online and on your mobile. And Misha Paris is here. Good evening.
Hey, baby.
Come on over. Oh, let me see. That's the one. Do you know what? It's been ages since I've seen you, and you haven't aged a bit.
No.
So I'm feeling a bit of a way about it.
You need to stop. I feel really rough today because I have no makeup on. So I look, but it's radio, you know, you can get away with that.
Yeah, that's why I chose this career.
Good man.
When was the last time I saw you properly was in New York. There was some big Motown relaunch going on or something. Was that it? Or
No. Diggs, what's going on with your head, man?
Do you know what? I have kids, that's what happens.
I know, but welcome to my world. What it was, we were all over there to interview Mary J. Blige.
That's right, yeah.
And I, you know, you were doing an interview with her. I was doing an interview with her for Radio 2.
Yeah.
And you and I just clicked immediately and we just got on so well. And it was Spoonie as well was there as well,
and
I remember.
You took, well, then to be my wife, you kind of took her under your wing and went off on all sorts of mischief.
That's right. Yes, we did, darling.
It was a great night.
It was a very good night. It was wonderful. Oh. And look at you now, daddy.
I know, daddy of two. Mad. It's mad. It kind of took, yeah. Anyway, this is about you and you've got this new album out.
Yeah, it's been out for about 8 weeks now. And, you know, I haven't had a record out for 10 years.
You know, the first thing I thought when I saw it was, you know, yeah, it's taken a long time, hasn't it, to come out? But is this, you've pulled all of those 10 years into this, or is this, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out in you, is this the album you've wanted to do for so long but couldn't do? I mean, has there been any peer pressures about where you've had to go with your music?
I tell you what really happened.
Since the early days.
I'll tell you what happened is that I've sort of not been able to find the team of people that I've really wanted to work with in a long time. Mm. And I finally found the team. So, yeah, I would say the album has been in the making for a long time, but I just couldn't get the team. And when I say the team, it's like the writers, good writers, because I'm all about songs, you know? And I just couldn't get great songs. And the producer as well. And Brian Rawlings is like one of my oldest friends. He just happens to be the biggest producer in this country. But apart from that, he's a lovely guy. And he and I have always just said, we're going to make an album together one day, you'll see. And then I was like, oh, no one wants to sign me, forget about it.
He
was like, and I'm on set doing What Not to Wear, filming that. And then I get a phone call from him. He said, you know, Misha, remember you always said you wanted us to make an album together? We've got some hedge fund guys that want you to make an album.
Oh,
I was like,
wicked.
Oh, fabulous. Nice. That'd be quite nice. And that's how it all came along. And it took us 2 years. It took me 2.5 years to put the album together. Mm.
Well, it's a great album.
Thank you.
And it's in Hand on Heart. It's the first material of yours for a long time that I've just wanted to keep playing.
Yeah, I feel
no
like
disrespect.
I love you dearly, but it's like, you know, Diggs, I love you. You know, you tell me the truth, and I love that. But it's like I feel the same about my stuff too. It's not like you don't go in the studio and think I'm going to make a really crap album.
No, I know.
You just keep trying to get it right, you know. And this one, I really got this one right.
Mm. Okay, let's have a listen to a track. This is Baby Come Back Now.
This is Colourful Radio.
Misha Paris, Baby Come Back Now. Misha's in the studio. That's banging.
Thanks. That was written by James Morrison, that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's amazing.
That's a tidy little link there.
No, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
No, it's true what you're saying about the songs. The quality of the songs this time around are just
it had to be, though. Otherwise, you'd give me a roasting.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we're going to come back in a bit with some more Misha. Hold tight.
This is Colourful Radio.
That's my favourite track from the album.
Really?
Yeah, that's so old school. That's, you know, that could be any decade, couldn't it, really?
Oh, man, it's class, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
old.
Yeah, it's nice.
I call that the butter track because it just feels like butter, you know, it's smooth.
How many albums have you done now, then?
Six.
Six?
This is my sixth album.
And when was the first one? What year?
1988.
Woo!
Yeah, So Good. And that was that spawned My One Temptation, Where Is the Love, Like Dreamers Do, Breathe Life Into Me.
Have you still got the appetite for it then, do you think?
Oh, gosh. But you know what I was going to say to you? The only reason why I have the appetite is because I've had such a long time away.
Mm.
So
what have you been doing? I haven't seen you anywhere.
Well, I've been...
How did that TV thing come about? I mean, was that something you wanted to do or did they... You just
I didn't have any idea about telly. I didn't think about wanting to do TV. I never even thought I'd ever do that.
Yeah.
My girlfriend called me up one day and I was just doing Radio 2 then. Because I kind of got into that.
Mm.
Stayed at Radio 2 for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And I was really into it, loving it, you know. That's when I met you.
Yeah.
And she called me up and she said, you know, Misha, I put you forward for this casting for this What Not to Wear show. And I was like, what's that? And she said, it's that show about fashion, blah, blah. And I said, I've never heard of it. And then she said Trini and Suzanne. I said, oh, I know those girls. Yeah, they're always in the newspapers because I should read about them because I'm bad with TV, right? So I went down to the cast and they went absolutely nuts. And they said, yeah, we really want you to do the show. And that's how it happened.
Wicked.
Yeah, so she never called up and did that. I wouldn't have done the show. But then, we smashed the ratings. It was like 4 million every week for 2 years. Mm. And then after that, I left because I was exhausted. I had no life. TV is hardcore. Yeah. You have no life. Like, you know, you leave the house at 6 a.m. and you come back at 11:30 at night, 5 days a week. So you're just dead. But it was a wonderful boost for my career because, number one, I got to help loads of women, which I love doing. Yeah. I love helping girls out. And I'm a real girl's girl, you know, as you know, because you know what I'm like with your missus. Yeah, yeah, so, you know, I like, you know, just hanging out and helping girls feel better about themselves. So that show was absolutely perfect for me.
Yeah, and it came, there's a lot of shows of that genre, but your show came across very real. There was some very raw emotion in that show.
Oh, my gosh, it was heavy. No, it was heavy stuff, man.
Looking cut up sometimes, like, ooh.
It was heavy stuff. It was heavy, but it was powerful, but it was life-changing. And it was amazing for me, what it did for me, to see that when you can show someone that they can be a better person and it works, that the payoff with that is ridiculous. Yeah, you're just walking on cloud nine.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a little bit like when you do a great show.
Mm.
When you do a great concert and, you know, that it's electrifying and you come off stage and you can't get your head together because you're just buzzing.
Can't go to sleep. Come home, put the wire on or something.
You know. Either that or you just get really drunk.
Yeah. Let's listen to some more music.
Yeah.
I'm just going to run this one. And
this is Colourful Radio.
Colourful Radio, Sunday night, old school to the new cool. It's me, Dig, Soul Power, special guest in the place, Misha Paris. It's so nice to hear that, like, that way, just bare. I mean, that must have been maybe how the song started
originally written.
I mean?
Yeah, and it's funny because I guess it wouldn't be right if we did the song again and tried to do a new version of it because it would be whack, you know. So I think that was Brian's idea. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not that intelligent, so it wasn't me that came up with that brilliant idea. But it did work, and, you know, it was just me and a guitarist and that purity. You can't beat that.
Yeah. Okay, so the album's called Born Again. It's out there now, people. Go out and pick it up. Before you go, I just want to talk about what you're going to be doing next.
I'm on tour now.
Yeah.
Now I'm on tour. Try and come and see me if you can. I'm going to be at the Jazz Cafe on the 14th of October. And I'm all over the place. I'm going to be in Scotland, all over the place until Christmas. And obviously my clothing range is doing well, called Simply B, Misha Paris, Simply B. And what else am I doing? And that's it. I'm out there just doing everything that I'm doing.
You got any more plans to do any more TV?
Because
you seemed like at home there.
I am at home there, but, you know, Diggs, come on, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about the music.
Baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
TV was always just a side thing. Yeah. The music is what is really me.
Okay, what about writing a book or something?
I did. I wrote a book a year ago called Beautiful Within, and it's still out, and it's done really well, but mostly girls buy it, so I don't know if you're going to buy it. But
probably not.
But it's really a good book.
The
wife would like it. And it's called Beautiful Within on Simon & Schuster, and it's a really good book. But I just haven't got time to write another one yet. And
do you ever think about writing about what you've been through in your career and your life and stuff? Is there
some of that is in the book, actually. Okay, some of it's in the book, but that was more about self-help, sort of getting women out of their funks and their down times and whatever. But I put a bit of my history in there. But the next book I will definitely do is about the music business, because I think it's time, especially with disposable music the way it is now.
Yeah,
it really needs to happen, but I just haven't got time to write it yet, so I'm thinking next year will be a good time because I'm getting a bit of heat.
Get one of those ghostwriters that...
No. Well, it took me, how long did it take me to write my book? It took me about 8 months.
It's a long time, you understand.
It's a minute, you know. It takes a minute, but I think for people who are like coming into the industry, it will be something they need.
Okay, and your kids, are they going to follow your footsteps?
My daughter, she's just signed to Island Records, which is great, and that's Monet, she's 18, and she's just doing her album now, and she's recording, and she writes amazing, sings amazing, and is drop-dead gorgeous, and I can't believe she's my kid, to be honest.
Really. How does that feel, kind of, you know, like 360 degrees? Is it brought back any funny memories of...
It's very distressing.
Yeah.
It's distressing, because I'm like... You know, I stepped away from it. Yeah. I gave her a manager. I stayed away from her thing.
That's probably a good
I don't want to be in it at all. I just, I'm here when she's like, oh, you know, I didn't like that song today. And then I'll go, well, look, just take it easy. I just do that bit. But I don't get involved with the business with her. I let her do her own thing. It's her life. You know, as a, you're a parent, you know, you know, you're just an incubator. And then you give them a guidebook. You give them a guidebook and say, okay, these are the rules for out there. See ya. Bye. And that's the best you can do.
It's been so good catching up.
Babe, always good to see
really
you.
Good. Really good. Good luck with this album.
Thank
and I'll certainly try and make it to that show. You know, maybe in another 5 years.
No, it won't be that long. Stop it. See you before that, babes. And give those babies a kiss for
me. I will, definitely.
All right, babe.
Thank you.
Bye. This is Colourful Radio.